Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on New Zealand Sports Radio. It is Tuesday the 11th of August, and I hope your week has started wonderfully, folks. In the news today, Van Wyk has been cited following the game at the weekend, and Australia proposed a Super 8 tournament. The Pulse get downed by the tactics. The Thunder and the Suns are playing right now. Danny Lee parred the fourth round of the PGA Championship. Linda Ko came up just short in the Marathon Classic. We have some bumper cycling news today. This is your best way to start today, up to speed with all of the important sports news. And let's kick off with that golf. American Colin Morikawa won the PGA Championship this weekend. Danny Lee, finished with a par on his fourth round to come in tied at 71st. Saying since he's missed the cut in a couple of the events recently, making it to the weekend was a good result for him. Slipped back, unfortunately, over the last 2 days, though. Over in the women's golf and at the Marathon Classic, Linda Ko had a 5-shot lead with 6 holes to go, but bogeying one of those and then double bogeying the last meant that she got pipped and lost out to Daniele Kang, who has now won back-to-back tournaments. It's now over 2 years since Linda Ko has won a tournament, and she was suffering from back pain during this tournament, which obviously hampered her play. Moving on then to the football in the Champions League. We know what the quarterfinals look like now, and they will start on Wednesday evening or maybe Thursday morning our time with Atalanta versus Paris Saint-Germain. That's on the 12th of August, followed up by Leipzig, followed Atletico Madrid the following day, and then Barcelona versus Bayern Munich on the 14th, and Man City versus Lyon on the 15th. So that's probably Sunday morning our time. I'm going to hand you over to Stephen now, who is going to take us through the birthdays.
Good morning, Paul, and welcome to everybody tuning into New Zealand Sport Radio today. In birthdays today, a rugby player called into the All Blacks as injury cover, but unlucky to ever debut, a world junior cross-country cyclist, and finally, a New Zealand motor racing legend. And that's where we start with our birthdays today. Kenny Smith, MBE, born this day, the 11th of August 1941, is a New Zealand motor racing driver who won the New Zealand Racing Driver Grand Prix in 1976, 1990 and 2004. Smith first competed in motor racing in 1958 winning the New Zealand Hill Climb Championships when he was 16 years old. He progressed to single-seater racing in 1962, first driving Lola March T Formula Junior car. Later, he raced in Formula Ford, Formula 5000, Formula Pacific, Formula Mondial, and Toyota Racing Series, among others. Smith was awarded the MBE in 1987 Queen's Day Birthday Honours for services to motorsport, and in 1995, he was inducted into the New Zealand Hall of Fame. That's the Motorsport Hall of Fame. In 2008, he received a Motorsport Personality of the Year Award. In 2010, he received a Motorsport New Zealand Special Award given in recognition of his pivotal role in motorsport. So what an absolute legend. We move right along. Anton Cooper, born this day, the 11th of August 1994, is a New Zealand cross-country cyclist who races for the Trek Factory Racing XC team. He is the 2015 World Under 23 Cross-Country Champion, mountain bike champion, and the 2012 World Junior Cross Country Mountain Bike Champion, one of the two contenders for the World Country's 2016 Summer Olympics quota spot. He developed chronic fatigue earlier in 2016, and the nomination went to Sam Gaze instead. So a bit of a sad end to that tale there. And finally, Tom Franklin, born this day, the 11th of August 1990, is a New Zealand-born rugby union player who currently plays as a lock for Otago in New Zealand's domestic Mitre 10 Cup and the Highlanders in international Super Rugby competition. I think this was based on last year's stats. Franklin has played for both the New Zealand Māoris and the New Zealand Under-20s. He was called into the All Blacks in 2016 as injury cover, but is still yet to represent his country. That's it for our birthdays today. Have a great day, everybody, and I'll see you back tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much, Stephen, for the birthdays. Moving on then to the sport that just keeps on giving. And Sonny Bill Williams apparently weighed up retirement before his NRL return. He was thinking that perhaps he would not get to play again, but the Roosters came to call, and the 35-year-old has a short-term NRL deal. So good luck to Sonny Bill Williams with the Roosters today. Oh, sorry, with the Roosters this season. Moving on to the ANZ Premiership, and after beating the Mystics on Sunday in Auckland, the Tactics had to get down to Wellington to take on the Pulse, or the table-topping Pulse, for their game on Monday. And they won this game 32-39. The Pulse, in the first couple of minutes, got the early goals, but the Tactics really took control of this early on in that first quarter, and built themselves up a lead in that first half, which they then maintained through the second half, winning the first quarter 7-13, adding an extra point, so 9-10 in the second quarter, and then holding off the Pulse for the rest of the game. So that means the Tactics will finish second in the table, going off to the grand final against the Pulse, which will be held in Invercargill on the 23rd of August. That means, yes, we know what the grand final is, with one round of games to play. So we still have one round next weekend of the regular season, with the grand final the following weekend. Or the Grand Final Series the following weekend. And we still need to figure out some of the minor placings that will sort that out. So there is still things to play for further down the table. The Northern Mystics will probably face the Northern Stars in the third-fourth playoff, and the fifth-sixth playoff will probably be the Southern Steel versus the Magic. I'm not sure the Steel can catch the Northern Stars at this point, to be honest. I think those are going to be your three games in the final series. We say we have one more round of games this coming weekend, starting with on Friday with the Mystics versus the Stars. Over in the NBA, and Steve Adams' Thunder are playing the Sun currently. We're just over a minute into the first quarter. The Thunder are leading 30-22. but it doesn't look like Steve Adams has suited up for this game. Does this game matter? Well, the Thunder already have qualified for the final series in the Western Conference, but it's very close between the Houston Rockets, the Oklahoma Thunder, and the Utah Jazz and actually also the Dallas Mavericks for fourth all the way down to seventh seedings. So yes, the seedings still matter, even though the LA Lakers have taken off, have won the Western Conference and will be seeded first on that side. Over on the Eastern Conference, we now know the eight teams that will be in the finals. It'll be the Bucks, the Raptors, Celtics, Heat, Pacers, 76ers, Nets, and Magic. All the other two, it's been decided now as to which teams are in the finals. Down in the Western Conference, it still needs to be decided at final place in the basketball. Moving on then into cycling news. We have a bumper load of cycling news for you today. First off, Ella Harris, who is one of the New Zealand cyclists in the World Tour, unfortunately broke her leg on ahead of the Strada Bianchi race the other weekend when she was doing recon for the race. The bike just slid out from underneath her on dry conditions on a corner, and she landed badly. So we hope she gets has a speedy recovery. She is expected to return before the end of the season, probably around early October, maybe late September. So we wish her all the best. Michaela Harvey was the best placed Kiwi at Strada Bianchi, finishing first in the under 23 classification and 12th overall. And that led to a contract extension for her. So congratulations to Michaela for her result and B, also her contract extension. Moving on then, and the Cycling New Zealand are expanding the nationals in 2021 to include the under 19s. Previously, the under 19s were part of the age grade championships, which are later in the year. They will be joining the senior men and the under 23s, which takes place on February the 12th to February the 14th next year. Also, Cycling New Zealand announced that the Christchurch will be the host venue for the Mountain Bike National Championships from the 27th to the 28th of February. Cross-country titles will take place on the 27th. And the downhill championships will be raced the following day, Sunday, the 28th. Over there, so that's all your cycling, and to keep up to date with all of the cycling news. Moving on then to the rugby. And in the rugby, we talked about it on Sunday evening during the Super Rugby Aotearoa and Super Rugby AU review show. But Van Wyk through TJ Piranara during that game, earning himself a yellow card. He was very lucky at the time because, yes, to a lot of us, it looked red. He dropped him, so he didn't bring him down carefully. It was definitely reckless, and TJ did land in his sort of neck area. So, Van Wyk has been cited for that. His hearing was last night, so Monday evening about 7 p.m. I think it was. I've not heard the results of that. We'll let you know that tomorrow. Van Wyk has got some. Will be heading to Europe after Super Rugby's conclusion this weekend, so he could miss out on his final game for the Hurricanes if he gets a suspension. Rugby Australia have reached out to broadcast partners for bids for that contract. And they've put a number of proposals in there, and bits included. One of it includes a national Super Rugby competition and then a Trans-Tasman Super Rugby competition, depending on how the negotiations between Rugby Australia and New Zealand Rugby go. Rugby Australia have also proposed a Super 8 competition that would see the top two teams from New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, and potentially Argentina and Japan, or the Pacific and Japan, playing off in a post Super Rugby tournament, a four-week tournament there. So we'll see if how far that flies and whether they have been discussing that with their Sanzar partners or whether this is something that they have just thought up themselves. Apparently Japan are interested in getting involved in that one. And you've got to say that that might be the future structure for rugby in our time zones, that we have national competitions and then a final series, a bit like over in the US where you have the Western and Eastern Conference of the NBA that then have a final series between them, with the champions of each one going head to head for the for the final trophy. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the go as well. Just download the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Acast, or your favorite podcatcher. And then you can be doing your gardening or your commute, and we'll have us chirping away in your ears. So have a wonderful week, Tuesday, everybody. We'll be back this evening with our first ever basketball show at 8 p.m. So really looking forward to bringing that to you. And I'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with the morning sports briefing to help you start your day the best way.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.